Brandon, how do you feel today? How's everything going physically?
I'm where I need to be right now, so I'm excited about that.
You hit Brandon. Are you ready to go? I mean, do you feel like you go out and do what's necessary right now, or do you still need some more time?
I think I'm right where I need to be right now. You just got to take it a day at a time. This is a totally different environment from just training, you know, back in Orlando by myself. You know, this is, you know, stressful, you know, camp, a lot of competition. So, you know, you got to see how your body does in that type of environment.
Brandon, are you happy to be here and be a member of this organization?
I'm happy to play football. You know, that's what I've been doing since I was a little boy, and that's what hopefully I can continue to do. And I'm going to take advantage of any opportunity I have to play football.
So you're okay being here? I mean, you're
well, I'm under contract, and, you know, it's my obligation to be here, and I'm here.
You talk about, you know, an obligation to be under contract. Will you be able to play this season without any distractions, without this being, a, you know, in the back of your mind of whether you're happy or not with the Broncos?
Well, I mean, I have faith in conversations that I've had with ownership and my agent, and you know, I'm just going to put my faith and belief in things that I've heard, and all I can do is just, like I said, prepare myself for a season.
You're talking about things you've heard about new contract, things you've heard about the
intro. You know, I'm just excited about the season, man. You know, it's an opportunity for me once again to play football and put everything else behind me.
What led up to your decision to decide to actually be here?
$15,000. I mean, just it got to stop eventually, and I definitely didn't want to get that fine, so I'm here.
So, had it not been for the fine, would you have not been here?
Say that again.
Had it not been for the fine, would you have not been here?
Well, I mean, you know, we can say all those things, but there is a fine, there's a policy, and you know. You got to make the decision what's best for you.
So if the Broncos find a suitable trade partner, would you still, if they find a suitable trade partner that, you know, gives you what you want, or, you know, what has been reported that you want, would you then want to go?
What's been reported? What do I want?
Closer to market value.
Closer to market value? 200-something catches 2 years in a row, you know? I don't know. I don't know what market value is.
Do you expect to be here when the season starts?
Well, I mean, I'm here. You know, I can't control that stuff. All I can do is worry about today. And today I'm here. I'm a Bronco and excited about playing football.
How has your communication been with Coach McDaniels?
My agent been talking to McDaniels. I think they've been talking a lot. And, you know, I just been in the back.
What's your best case scenario with this current situation?
Another 100 catch season. Go to the playoffs, hopefully make it to the big game. That's the best scenario for any football player, especially a guy in my position. You know, I'm excited. I'm on track to being 100%. I'm on track to do some big things, and hopefully I can get to the playoffs and win some games.
Brandon, in your perfect world, are you playing somewhere else this year?
Perfect world?
Yeah, your perfect world.
Man, I just want to be happy. You know, at the end of the day, I just want to be happy. You know, there's a lot of things going on off the field, and I want to be able to put that stuff behind me. I want to go out there and catch some balls, score touchdowns, and just grow.
Does that mean you're playing somewhere else?
I'll say that again.
Does that mean you're playing somewhere else?
It says Denver Broncos on my chest right now.